Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as a look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we started for the rest of this month. We're looking at healing. Now, we're not just talking about healing the physical body. We're talking about healing of the emotions as well, abuses and all kinds of stuff that have happened and left us scarred in our minds and our memory. God heals that as well. I want you to know that God, He begins a good work. He's also faithful to complete that work. He does a complete healing in people that understand and know how to get the healing. So we're going to pick it up again today. This comes from our Healing Academy, which I do every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. live on Zoom, our Facebook, YouTube, and our webpage. So if you want to join us, please join us on any of those, and you can join us totally free. We send out a link if you give me your email, and we will send out that link to you. Just click on the link and it gets you in automatically. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday. We're talking about you. He says He heals the brokenhearted, those that have been wounded in the head. Come on. Now, He's not only talking about a nervous breakdown or abuse, because how many people are desperately in need of help because of abuse in their life? From a husband, from a parent, from a family, from a wife, who knows where, from a teacher, from a pastor. It can come from anywhere. That abuse of the mind, that controlling spirit that's controlled you, that demonic spirit that got their claws into you and they've left you wounded, that's not in your flesh, that's in your head. We've got to understand God heals a complete person. He saves you, but then He goes ahead to heal you. How many of you know that's true? He saves us and He heals us, but He doesn't just heal the physical ailments, He heals the emotional pain. I'm telling you, there are emotions that I'd rather not have. I'd rather have a sickness in my body than the emotions of being abused by someone that really shouldn't have done that. So you can be wounded in your head, walking like a cripple but healthy in your body. But eventually that wound in your head will get down into your body because it's going to bring depression. So you've got to get these things taken care of. Go to get help. If you need to go and get help, I'm a big one for getting help. All right? But try to find someone that knows God. But if you need to go to a counselor to get help for abuse, what you've been through, I know people that have been through abuse for years. Years. You look at these, some women, this thing really got a hold of me. When I was in South Africa, I learned this. There was a woman in particular, there's many more, but in particular, a woman in South Africa, she was under the most heinous kind of abuse you can imagine. Her husband was an alcoholic, and he would beat the tar out of her. And everyone tried to get her to leave. Her parents tried. The pastor tried. Everybody said, you need to get out of that house. She could not leave him. She felt she needed to be there. She felt she needed him. She felt... But she was being abused, told what a stupid woman she was, beat up, coming home drunk, in absolute fear, not knowing what's going to happen. Why would she not leave? Because he had a control over her. Eventually, she left after he nearly killed her. And the police were called in. And things got out of hand. And this guy got into some serious trouble, but she wouldn't leave him. And she would have gone back to him. What is that? That's something in your head. That's something in your head. Trust me. He doesn't love you. Right? Because God said, if you love the woman, you will treat her the way I treated the church, loved it and died for it. So he didn't love her. But why would a woman stay, or even a man, I know some men, oh my Lord, being abused left, right, and center, they will stay in that thing for how long? Because they don't know how to get out of it up here. Get help. But you go to God now, because God heals a broken in heart. That's in your mind, your will, your emotions, abuses, and people rejecting you, and people neglecting you, and people telling you how ugly you are, how nasty you are, what a nasty person you are, and just bang, 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 and you've been so abused, and you've been rejected all your life, and in school, the kids were nasty to you, and you just had a bad upbringing, and now it's still sitting in you. God heals that. Turn to God. Give it to God. He said, remind me of my word. He's not forgetful. He wants to know that you know the word so that you can claim it in faith. So he says, so go back to Psalm 147:3, and there's many others, but go and find them. He heals the brokenhearted. Lord, you said you would heal the brokenhearted. I am broken in my spirit, my soulish realm. My soulish realm is broken. I need to get this out of my head. Remove that stuff. And I promise you, he will take it away that you won't even remember it. Come on. Because that can hold you back. That is a sickness that's not addressed often enough. Half the people sitting in jail are because of this kind of a sickness. A lot of people are in jail because they never had a godly father. Or they were told they're disgusting. Whatever. They got into a gang where they felt accepted. Half of the people, I'd say, in jail are because of wounds and hurts and fears. But God will heal you. God will heal you. And we've all been hurt in different ways in our lives at different times. All of us. Amen. Some people have been hurt by their children. Where the children cut them out. That's a wound. That needs to be touched by God. You understand? But God will turn that around. He'll take the pain out of you, and he'll bring the kids back in. My God. Hallelujah. Well, did he not say, I am that I am? What does that mean? I'm everything and anything you will ever need. Okay, so I need healing in my mind, because I'm ready to have a breakdown. Have you ever heard people say that? I've heard people say that. And then when pressure comes and stress comes from those thoughts, it's thoughts, family, it's thoughts. You think, not with your heart, with your mind. Your soulish realm is your mind. Amen. Your soul and your spirit are separate. If you die today, your body will go in the ground dead. Your spirit will go to heaven. And your soul will be reignited with your body when the Lord comes and raises us, either in the rapture or the end. Remember, you see, a lot of people don't get this. I know a pastor, he was teaching. He didn't believe we were a three-part being. He's still got a church today. Doesn't believe that we are a three-part being. I know ministers that don't believe in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I know ministries that only believe you have to baptize only in Jesus' name. Well, else they're not baptized. You know people, I know people who believe that tongues is of the devil. Come on, healing is not for everybody and not for today. You know all of these things are taking place in the world. Amen? And so this pastor didn't believe that we were a three-part being. And I showed him the scriptures. And one of the greatest scriptures is in Hebrews 4:11-13, where it says the word of God, now listen, is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit. There's a division between the soul and the spirit. The soul is your mind, will, and emotions. The spirit is where God abides, the real you. You got it? And he's a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. He understands what you're thinking about. So dividing asunder the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow. So soul and spirit, separate. Body, joints, and marrow, separate. He's a discerner of that. He can discern and he can cut through each and every one. We are a three-part being. Spirit, soul, and body. We are three-part beings. What is so incredible about that to understand? I don't know. Because even scientists today know it. They know that if they can get you to think full of life and joy, you stand a better chance to be healthy. What is that? So you've got to understand that the heart is the soulish realm, the mind, will, and emotions. The spirit is you, the real you, where God dwells. And the flesh is a flesh controlled by what's going on up here. So we can get ourselves into such a sad state from abuse. And then there's also other diseases that are of the mind. Schizophrenia, acrophobias, all kind of phobias. Fear of breathing, fear of people, fear of heights, all these other things. There are other things of the brain, in the mind, the will and the emotions. You understand? Come on, guys. You've got to understand, God is the God that he called himself. Tell them, I am that I am, sent you. That means I am the healer of your mind. I am the healer of your body. I am the restorer of the breach. I am the one who can destroy the canker worm and the palmer worm. I am your redeemer, your kinsman redeemer. I am. Come on, your inheritance. You've got to get a hold of this thing that is talking about not just your body, also your mind. It amazes me every time I think about God. My goodness. And some hurts are only on the surface and aren't too bad. But other hurts go deep and leave scars in our minds and can affect us for years. Absolute years. Really. You know, if you were hurt as a 15-year-old, real bad, an emotional wound, real bad, and was never taken care of. Every time the devil gets an opportunity to bring something to your memory, there's a trigger. We all have triggers. Some people have a trigger that they turn to a drug. Soon as they get pressure, they may turn to a drug. Soon as someone says a specific word, they may turn to some kind of an addiction, whatever it is. But it comes, there are triggers that stirs a person to go the way they shouldn't go. And so what happens is they've got this thing that hurt them 40 years ago. They were 15, and that's a trigger. And if the devil can get someone there to trigger it by saying something, that person will go all the way back to when they were 15, 40 years ago, and that hurt will be like it was still there, alive and powerful, and still keeping them in bondage, still to this day. Rather than having gone, someone telling them, go to see a psychologist if needs be. Go to God, go to a spiritual person who knows God, but get help. Why would you want to battle with something that happened 40 years ago and is still controlling what you do today? And you can't tell me that doesn't happen. It's happening every day, all the time, with many different people. Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. in our Tradition Town Hall facility at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. We look forward to seeing